Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
Well, the staff at the Oklahoma State University Animal Diagnostic Laboratory are among the many unsung heroes in the continuous fight against the COVID-19 outbreak. Their efforts were on full display Friday as Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes was invited by Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur to join a small group to tour the Stillwater facilities and show appreciation for the lab's rapid and extensive COVID-19 testing capacity. Dr. Jerry Ritchie is the interim director of the lab, and he says they are best known for conducting tests in agriculture and companion animals.
We are involved in disease diagnosis, surveillance for all important diseases that not only affect livestock, but also companion animals. There's many facets of this. There's diseases that we worry about for animal production, but there's also diseases that we worry about for control, and including what are called zoonotic diseases, which are diseases that can be transmitted to people.
Ritchie says they get thousands of animal samples every day from throughout Oklahoma and around the country. This capacity, established initially to handle large herd outbreaks, gave them the ability to handle large volumes of the COVID-19 tests. The OSU lab started COVID-19 testing on March the 31st, and by April the 24th had successfully handled over 12,000 tests, making them the largest testing capacity lab in the state. Even with the large numbers of COVID-19 tests, Ritchie made it clear they have not ignored their main mission.
Our first mission is animal health in the state of Oklahoma. We have maintained our animal capacity. We have maintained all animal testing. We continue to provide the same high-quality service and high-quality results that our stakeholders have come to expect.
Ritchie was quick to point out they couldn't have done the testing without the help of many people, including the OSU administration, Governor Stitt's office, and many others. Well, on Friday afternoon, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's APHIS announced the establishment of what they're calling a National Incident Coordination Center. The government is signaling that they are looking for ways to help livestock and poultry producers find alternative markets if the processing plant that they normally use is incapable of accepting their animals because of the COVID-19 disruption. If no alternative market is available, USDA says they'll help on the issues surrounding depopulation and disposal. American livestock and poultry producers are facing an unprecedented emergency due to COVID-19, particularly with the closing of meat processing plants in several states. USDA is leading the federal response by working in coordination with Vice President's task force, industry, state, and local governments, along with others across the federal family to mitigate the impacts of COVID-19 on producers. USDA says we will continue to seek solutions to ensure the continuity of operations and return to production as quickly, safely, and as health considerations allow at these critical facilities. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus all bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.